Get in the zone. This is the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you're listening to this podcast right around the world, a very warm welcome to the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia and sponsored by Play Straight Cricket. All the best players play straight. This week, I was in downtown my own house in isolation. My wife came up to me and asked, "Hey, what's the name of the podcast?" And I said, "The Yellow Ball Podcast, get involved." Of course, very awkward conversation with my wife when she didn't know what the Yellow Ball Podcast was, seeing it's ruled most of my life for the last little while. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We are absolutely back, and I can't believe that it's happened. Cricket Australia have said, "You know what, guys, we love the Yellow Ball Podcast. Would you consider coming along and doing a season two?" And I sat down and had a bit of a discussion with my amigo, my compadre, the podcast producer, Juzzy, and we decided that, we might. So, Juzz, we're back.
We're back, baby. It's amazing.
Come on. Did you think we'll be back? I didn't think we're coming back.
Not with this whole pandemic thing.
Mate, it's been some crazy stuff, and it's a big decision from Cricket Australia to say, "Yep, come on back," because you're quite right. At the moment, Cricket Australia, they're on extended leave till July.
There's nothing happening.
There is nothing happening at the moment. So, on behalf of podcast producer Juzzy and myself, we just want to send out all our wishes to the indoor cricketing community. You know, whether you're a player, you're a spectator, you own and manage an indoor cricket centre, whatever it may be, just from Juzzy and myself, we really, really extend our greatest wishes to you and the entire team at Cricket Australia that are on extended leave until sometime in July. Even the details on that are a little bit fuzzy. So to all of you from the Yellow Ball Podcast, our deepest, deepest, best, awesome well wishes. Can't tell you how important you are to us. So, Juzz, we're back, and some news for you. We're going to give you a new job title around here. Now, you can keep podcast producer Juzzy if you want.
I thought it was dog's body.
No, it's not dog's body. I'll give you a couple of options. Your call. You can go to junior vice president of the podcast. I'm happy to call you junior vice president.
Okay.
I can put you on as one of the interns. We give you an apprenticeship job out the back with the Yellow Ball Podcast, the research. You know, you have big department is here at the
huge
podcast. It's massive.
Yeah.
You go out the back, there's 20, 30 people on
writers, visual art department.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Do you see the guys in sales today?
Oh, lazy.
Oh, mate.
Sell some airtime.
That's it. So you can have junior vice president. We'll put you on as one of the interns. Or we could make you prime minister of the podcast, or if you like, we can just keep your podcast producer, Juzzy. So, what do you want to be, mate?
Chief button pusher is good.
Chief button pusher?
Pusher.
Oh, no.
I got a good one here. Listen to this.
Yeah, go.
Hang on. Got to.
Oh, no, you're fired.
Got to press the.
You got to push it.
Suchin Tendulkar.
It's a good one, that one.
And who said that? Who's doing that one?
It's Trump, I think.
Oh, it's the Trumpster.
Trump in India.
What's he trying to say? Sachin Tendulkar.
Possibly.
And how does it come out?
Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Virat Kohli, yes. Yeah. I think maybe that might be the new sting for if there's a bit of a blooper, mate. I reckon that the old Trumpster will come on and just let us know that we've made a bit of a balls up.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But, Juzzy, we've obviously extended some wishes out to everyone else. And just from me to you, mate, thanks for coming back. I know that it's a big commitment from yourself and Lisa, your lovely wife. I don't know if she's listening, but thanks for letting me steal Justin away, every couple of Tuesdays. I know it's a big commitment from yourself and he's got a beautiful family. So, mate, really appreciate it. It is a big effort, and particularly at the moment because the radio station's a no-go zone. We've got all the buttons. We've got all the fancy stuff coming to you from my office in my house. He's made the trek all the way out here. He's caught a helicopter, a plane, a hovercraft and whatever he did just to make sure episode one worked. So, He's going to be around for the full journey again. So, brother, it's good to have you back. I missed you.
Oh, glad to be back.
It's all good. So, episode one of the podcast, we're going to be talking about COVID-19. I know it's not the greatest of topics and the greatest of discussions. We don't really want to be digesting any more COVID-19 comment because, let's face it, we've all had it up to the absolute eyeballs. But it has played a very significant role in indoor cricket and the indoor sporting community in general. I'm not too sure if I put in too many nunities there with the community word there, so Judge, you might have to
tidy that up.
We'll keep it in and
sprinkle it with fairy dust.
Yeah, try and do your best. So, look, at the moment, obviously every indoor cricket centre in the country and in the world for that matter is shut. It is closed. I want to have a chat to some people that are at the coalface. I mean, I'm a small part of indoor cricket, but realistically, I've got no idea what is actually happening in the community. I don't manage a centre. I don't own a centre. So we've got Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg. Stephen Mogg looks after a whole bunch of centres, and Mark Diven, he comes from Tassie. I'll introduce you to those two gentlemen in just a little while. They're going to come on the podcast to not only let us know the challenges that they've faced, but what I find infinitely more important, what we can do to assist them. You may have heard or watched a content piece not too long ago called Indoor Cricket's Greatest Games. And if you haven't watched it yet, well, we're going to send the men in the white coats and the butterfly nets to come and collect you because you've lost your mind. It's absolutely awesome. It's on the Cricket Australia Indoor Facebook page. We break down the Indoor Cricket World Cup played between Australia and New Zealand in 2009. Is it possibly the world's greatest bit of indoor cricketing content? Probably second. This episode's probably first. I mean, let's not get bogged down in the details. But it is really, really important that we're here to support the indoor cricket centres, and that's what the Yellow Ball Podcast is all about. It's the only reason that we exist. It is to support indoor cricket, and at the moment, though, things have turned. It's not just about supporting indoor cricket in general. It's about supporting people's livelihoods, and at the moment, things are really, really tough, and we've got Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg who are going to come along and let us know exactly what is happening, what is taking place, and what's really important to me, and as I said earlier, I want to know what we can do to make sure we can look after these guys. They've got a long journey ahead of them, and we want to make sure we support them. So in the next couple of seconds, Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg will be along, and we look forward to their company.
Shout out to major sponsor PSC, Play Straight Cricket. Check them out at playstraightcricket.com.au. The best cricketers play straight.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the 2020 season of the Yellow Ball Podcast is ahead of us. And got a couple of big special shout-outs. First of all, Brisbane Podcasts. Very, very big supporters of this show. In fact, they're everything to us, Justin Rulon and the team out there. If you're considering getting a podcast underway, give Juzzy a call, get in contact with the Yellow Ball Podcast, and we'll pass the deets along. Brisbane Podcasts are the best at what they do. They'll take care of you. If you've got no idea about podcasts, Justin will guide you all the way through. I want to say a big thank you to the team at Remax Elevate as well, Darren Lewis-Dayton, the team at Tarragindi. We're going to talk more about them a little bit more as the season continues. Sportscast Australia, well, they're just kicking goals with both feet at the moment. Andrew McLeish and the team down there. Thank you so much for your support, Sportscast Australia. We couldn't do things without you. And our major sponsor for 2020, Play Straight Cricket. Of course, all the best players play straight. Stephen Mogg, and to everybody at Play Straight Cricket, thank you so much. All of these sponsors have come together to make sure that this year works for the Yellow Ball Podcast. I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for these people, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. This podcast would not be operating without them. So to all of them, a very, very big special thank you. Your commitment and ongoing support of indoor cricket is unparalleled. And to all the teams, thank you so very much.
The Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia.
So here with our two special guests, Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg. And before we get them on the mic and having a bit of a yarn, let me tell you a bit about them. So Mark Diven, he's from born in Footscray, and I'm going to talk to him about that as well because I'm born in Footscray. So you can't leave your wallet or any kind of valuables around with us because, we'll be pretty swift with them. But predominantly, Mark Diven is an outdoor cricket player growing up in Melton, Victoria, before stints in Shepparton, Canberra, and finally Tasmania, where he played for the Tigers for several seasons, and his highlight was being part of the Ford Ranger Cup winning side, ironically, the Dirty Dog, against his old state of Victoria. And Mark is the full owner of the Cricket Hub in Tasmania. He's joined by fellow guest Stephen Mogg. He's been a Queensland Masters player for approximately 10 years and the occasional player for the Victorian Point Vipers National Indoor Cricket League side. However, I've been reliably informed that his body's falling to pieces and he just can't do it anymore, the old boy. So he's sticking to coaching more often than not these days. So Mark Diven, Stephen Mogg, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Gary, mate. Appreciate being here, that's for sure.
Mark, thanks, Gary. Good to be here.
Beautiful, mate. Don't be nervous, mate. It's episode one, baby. We're back. We're back. You know what I mean? We need to get cracking.
How good
it.
Is it, though?
Mate, it's good stuff. And look, you're both here because obviously COVID-19 has had a significant impact, not just on indoor cricket as well, but across the wider indoor sports community. And you guys are a part of that. That's you know, you're leaders within that group. So, it's really important that your message comes across because we need to know what we can do to support, and we also need to know what kind of impacts COVID-19 has had. So, Moggy, you're playing Monopoly in real life. You've got centres all over the place. You've got four of them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, mate. Yeah, look, three of them up here in Queensland and one in ACT as well. So, I am a fan of the game of Monopoly. I'm very competitive when it comes to it. There's a few new rules I've put into the game recently with this COVID-19, so it's a bit of a challenge at the moment.
Yeah, mate, if you're lucky enough, I might invite you around as long as I can be the top hat. And Mark Diven, for your centre down there, a little bit different for you because you offer a whole bunch of different services a lot of indoor cricket centres don't usually do. You integrate quite heavily with the outdoor community.
Yeah, absolutely. We run the indoor cricket centre. Part of our arrangement with our local council is that we stick with cricket as our sole focus. So we run, you know, training programs for schools and clubs and have a whole range of training facilities. So really, yeah, we just focus on cricket. We might do some birthday parties as something different, but that's about it. So yeah, a little bit unique away from the traditional centre that will run, you know, cricket, netball and all the other sports as well.
So whereas Moggy's got the inflatable world, he's got jumping castles, you can dress your kids up in Velcro and throw them against the dartboard type thing, and the Cricket Hub Tasmania, it's really for the cricket tragics, eh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's, we like to think anyone that from any age that loves their cricket, social or more serious, can come along and get involved in the Cricket Hub, and we can sort of help them on their journey. So, yeah, quite different to Moggy's setup there.
And, you know, obviously COVID-19's come along and it's taken the wind out of everybody's sails. Mog, you've said that in 20 years of kind of owning and operating businesses that this is the most challenging time you've ever faced. I'll ask you to get the ball rolling. What's been one of the most challenging aspects that COVID-19 has had on the operations at all your indoor cricket centres?
Oh, look, the biggest thing is the uncertainty, really. Like, it sort of came out of the blue. It was something we weren't really expecting. It's something we could never really plan for. And, you know, just the response to it's been different. You know, there's a lot of government initiatives out there to try and help us out. And it's just really an unprecedented event and something I don't think you could ever plan for. And, you know, maybe something we could plan for in the future, but it's just all of a sudden we were shut. And that's just a massive change to what we do on a regular basis.
And Mark Diven, just through previous conversations with yourself, you also mentioned a very important word, uncertainty. That's been a real challenge, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, like Moggy was saying, it just sort of, you could see things were happening around the world and you kind of didn't think it was going to impact you directly. And then, yeah, I guess in the blink of an eye, you've shut the doors and you're telling staff that, you know, they've got less hours or have to be stood down. So it's an area that, you know, I've certainly never had to deal with anything like that before. So you're sort of just sticking on your feet and hoping that you're doing the right thing by people and by the community and all that type of thing. So,
to be honest, that was one of the most challenging things. You know, across all my facilities, I had to stand down 100 staff. You know, a lot of these people have been great for my business and been great supporters of what we do for a long period of time, and I've made a close connection with many of them, and to be have to stand them down was just one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in a business sense ever in my life. So it was a big challenge.
Well, just without knowing when things would resume again, obviously things are now on the improve, but I mean, I guess this is a best case scenario. You know, we had no sense of when things were going to get better, so you couldn't talk to your staff with any certainty about what the future looked like, and that was tough.
And I know that, and we'll talk about the challenges. I really want to focus on the future. The bulk of this episode is about the future, what we can do to assist and what tomorrow looks like, or maybe not tomorrow, but at least in a few weeks and months and even years time. But it's really important that all our listeners gain an understanding about current circumstances and the journey that you've been through, because I think that the support will rally behind centers stronger when they have a deeper appreciation that you guys have really been in the trenches and fighting a pretty tough war here at the moment. So you guys sharing your journey, although it still might be a bit raw, you know, for the wider indoor cricketing community, it's really important. What I found was quite interesting, Mark, was that you actually got a bit of a silver lining to it, and it's given you a chance to reflect and plan and prepare for the centre's future success.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a strange outcome. It's sort of certainly more a negative outlook from the beginning, but then as we sort of started to deal with things and we staff got back on, we found that, you know, our team was able to, you know, really plan and review some things that, how do we do things better when we do start again, and how do we get our centre up to speed? So we have been able to use this time to, I guess, hopefully come back stronger, and we are really grateful for the support that we have had from the government through JobKeeper and through other grants that have been available that will see us through. So then it actually has, in some respects, there's been some positives in terms of, yeah, preparation time to come back stronger.
Now, Moggy, there's five stages of COVID that you've been quoted as having. I don't know if you created this, mate, or is this something that you've
nicked
from online? You have?
Yeah, I think this is the ISO boredom coming through. Because it's such an unprecedented event and it's something we've never had to deal with before, I think what was important for me to get through this process was to break it down into stages and to understand what we're going through at each phase of that stage. And I guess right about now we're really midway through that stage. And, you know, the first stage, as we've talked about, I call the WTF stage. And, well, that's pretty self-explanatory.
PG podcast, mate. WTF, PG podcast. Don't explain it. Don't explain what it is.
No further explanation of the terminology used. But really that was about, and Mark would agree with this, like as it was unfolding, we were just sitting there going, what's happening? What's going on? What's happening around the world? What's happening here in Australia? What sort of impact does that have on us? And it was just a game-changing moment. And it just, for me, it tended to change on a daily basis almost, and understanding what implications that had for our businesses and for our industry. And it was a really challenging time at that point in time. And a lot of that's on that uncertainty. And that's something that Mark and I have both touched on so far already.
And then the next stage is hibernation.
Yeah, look, I think this is a fairly important stage in the process, because many of these sports centres, without the proper hibernation process, might be lost to our industry. And, you know, well, that's the last thing we want to see. Like, as much as I have my own businesses, I'm all about the industry and want to see the industry survive and be strong. And, you know, if we couldn't successfully hibernate the businesses, it really puts a lot of pressure on whether they can return in the future. And when I talk about hibernation, and Mark's touched on it already, there's government incentives like JobKeeper.
Daddy, how's it going? Maintain
the stuff. Hey, there's a five-year-old. There's a little five-year-old that Divo was talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't see you guys, but this is Harry. He's keen to hear what we're talking about.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And that's what indoor sports and indoor cricket's all about, is a family initiative. And Div did say that. There's Harry. G'day, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
How are you going, champion?
They're saying hello to you.
Giving Dad a cuddle. That's beautiful stuff.
Can you see them,
boys?
Unfortunately, I can't.
No, can't see. And when you were saying that, Moggy, as well, Div was actually nodding in agreement about that hibernation type period, that it's important that you can get through these times, you know, whilst hibernating, I suppose. While nothing's going on, you can still kind of get through it. And Div, I was looking at you, you were nodding along in agreement that, yeah, that's something that you felt as well.
Yeah, like the range of emotions of, you know, quite extreme from, I guess, when it first happened, and the sense that you were closing down was like, will we actually come back from this? And then obviously as government announcements came through, then it was clear that, yeah, you could hibernate and lock away for a while, knowing that your business will be okay. So, yeah, that period, it just gave you a few weeks there where you can sort of just take a breath and then plan how you then, as Moggy's next step alludes to, you can regenerate and come back again.
Yeah, I think another key component with that hibernation stage was going through that process of talking to creditors and suppliers and all those sort of things.
Yeah. Because,
you know, well, they're businesses as well, and they're going through the same hardship we are. And, you know, that's a tough conversation to say, look, you know, mate, yeah, I owe you $1,000 for our soft drink. I can't pay you because I have no money coming in. You know, I want to pay you, but I can't. So dealing with the suppliers was a very important aspect of that. I think the key aspect was, and I think this is a great initiative by the government, is the dealing with the landlord situation, because from my perspective, you know, that lease aspect of the business is one of the highest costs that we have, that along with staffing and all those sort of things. But, you know, like getting the landlords to come to terms that they were happy with and workable with was a very important process. You know, I mean, as you can imagine, across all of my facilities, I'm personally liable for a massive amount of rent. And if I didn't get that support from them, it really makes it difficult to get through or move forward from the stages. And, you know, and to recap, you know, the JobKeeper thing, to be able to look after those key staff that are such important people for our business, to be able to negotiate with the landlords and get ourselves into a position. And, you know, I have multiple businesses and multiple leases, so I have multiple landlords. And, you know, every single deal I got is a little bit different and unique in a way, but they're all workable. Some are more workable than others, but that was a challenge, and to be able to talk to the suppliers and to come to terms with them was very important. And, you know, I think we're all pretty much past or just sort of passing that hibernation stage now. And you know, in saying that, there are many indoor sports centres, and not just indoor sports centres in our industry, but businesses in general, that may not get through that stage. And, you know, that's just one of the realities of what we're facing at the moment.
And that's where the support comes back into things. So we've got the next stage of preparation, and then the next one, which is really important, is back in action. And that's where I want to focus on for a little while as well. I want to know what we can do as a community to help the centres get back, because the fact of the matter is we don't actually know. So I've just got some points here, and I want us to spend maybe 30 seconds to a minute on each one. I'll just go through some points how we can assist supporting the centres. So all the players pre-COVID-19 come back to the indoor cricket centres as soon as possible. Moggy, give me your 30-second elevator pitch on that, to why people should be coming back.
Tough gig. I'm a player too. As much as I'm a business owner, I'm a player too, and it's something I have missed wholeheartedly. It's not just about the cricket. It's about the social interaction. It's about having a chat with my mates, having a laugh about the game we've just played, and going upstairs to the bar and having a beer as well. And for me, the social interaction that our sport offers is such an important part of it. The fitness and running around and being active is another important part too. It looks like I've eaten a few meat pies in the last couple of months. And, you know, just getting to run around and have a bit of fun is very important as well. And again, I really emphasise that social interaction side of things.
And Div, obviously it's important for the existing players to come back, but maybe some cricketers who haven't played for a little while, roll the arm over or pick up a cricket bat, important for them to come back too. That would support you guys in getting things rolling again?
Absolutely. I think from our point of view, we'd love to see some outdoor cricketers perhaps who might have missed a lot of their footy season, maybe aren't going to play footy, maybe come back and have a go at indoor cricket. Perhaps those that get asked to fill in, maybe fill in and have a game and see how you go, because it certainly is a great opportunity to catch up with some some people again and have a beer and all those things that Moggy mentioned. So, yeah, let's get them back involved in indoor cricket.
And also the existing indoor cricketers being an advocate for cricket. And what I love about the hub down there that you've got in Tassie is, you know, outdoor cricketers, indoor cricketers, if you enjoy cricket, then you can get your keister in there, meester, and be a part of it as well. So people should really be advocates as well for that. So is that also something that would assist? You know, I love indoor cricket. I love cricket. I should be out in the community saying, guys, come down here and get into the hub with me and hang out with Div and the team and play some indoor. Is that an important aspect too, just getting the word out there?
Just getting involved. From my point of view, you're a cricketer. You're not distinguished from being an indoor player or an outdoor player. You're someone that enjoys their cricket, and that's the main feature. And look, from our sense of point of view, if you can't make a game of indoor cricket, you might hire a bowling machine, or you might come and buy some gear early from our cricket shop rather than wait till September or October. You know, or any traffic in our business will help us sort of kickstart, our revenue again, which will, keep us there for the long term and keep our staff employed.
Very good point. Stephen Mogg, he obviously looks after the operations at Play Straight Cricket. Supporting the centres by purchasing a new set of gloves or a bat. Mark Diven, you've got a massive, huge area full of all kinds of sporting paraphernalia. Moggy, your centres are full to the brim, full of kit. I'll open the floor to both of you, maybe Mog, then Div. Buy a box, grab a set of gloves.
Yeah, look, it's important. I mean, that's not part of our core business, We deliver sports and we deliver competitions and that's what we do. And that's an important part and we want people to be involved. But, if you want to go that extra little bit further and help support us and ensure that business is going to be there in the long term, it's important that, if you're thinking about buying a new bat, buy one from a sports center. Now's a really good time because we're so heavily invested in this industry and we want everyone to succeed. And, if it means you're going to buy a new set of gloves or a new protector, that's one of those little things you can do to help us as a business to maintain ourselves. Because as I touched on previously, as much as many businesses have got through that hibernation stage, there's many that may not. And even if we do, a lot of the businesses are gaining increased debt through this process. We still need to have power. We still need to have phones and security and all those sort of things. The storm's not over yet. We're really going to face some challenges over the next 12, 18, 24 months to be able to push through this. So anything that a player can do to help support that would be really fantastic. And I know, appreciate it at my end, and I'm sure that was exactly the same at every centre around Australia as well.
And Mark Diven's operation down there in Tassie, it's an absolute paradise. You walk in there, you're delirious. There's stuff all over the place. It's a wonderful facility. So, instead of going to one of those big major conglomerates, I won't name them because the podcast is absolutely frothing for support for 2021. So I'm not going to rule out anyone. I'm not going to begrudge any big major corporation just in case they want to, be involved in the podcast, like subscribe 5 stars. However, instead of going to one of those guys, head down to your local sports centre and grab a cricket bat. Div, is that a fair comment?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the decision to come and buy from a small business, the sale of a bat, every bat we sell, it means a hell of a lot, and it secures our business for another period of time. And I guess you can jump online and get something from overseas, but that money just drifts away and probably doesn't mean a hell of a lot to the person at the other end. But you do correct. It locally, you certainly are keeping someone in a job. And I think Moggy's point about the storm is not over. Like, we might get back to business, but we expect that in the next 6 to 12 months, the economic situation is not going to be great. So, each of those sales that comes through straight away offers us that bit of security. We're faced with ordering our retail, which is not indoor cricket, but our retail gear. You have to order that now, but who can forecast who's going to be shopping in 6 to 8 months' time? We just have to sort of crystal ball it, and it's really hard to tell. So the more people we see in the centre gives us the confidence to keep buying more gear and having a full shop of gear for people to buy from.
Yeah, and the important thing is, and you're quite right, both of you, this is going to be an ongoing process. Coming in and looking after things for a week or two and thinking, oh, we're back, it's okay, we can go back down to the pub, we can go back and have our coffees and all that kind of stuff. That's all well and good, but this is going to take a long, long, long time. So that support needs to be continuous and ongoing. And I could see you both here on the screen and you were both nodding your head like those wobbly dolls that you put on your dashboard, little jiggly little hula skirt on you. You'd be wonderful. And so it needs to continue. And I'm sure you're both in agreeance with that. We've got a couple more minutes to go because for the first time ever, we're not recording from a radio studio. We're doing it from Zoom. And we're on a time restraint, so we've got about 2.5 minutes remaining, and I really, really want to talk to Mark Diven about Tasmania. When will you be coming back into the national championships?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. Look, I mentioned to you that we had two junior teams ready to go for June, July this year to come over to Melbourne. Obviously, with the COVID-19, that got cancelled. So we see that as the stepping stones, Gary. It's a better for us, so at the moment we're the ones probably driving that to happen. It's a better investment of time for us. We'd love to see the seniors back, but we need, I guess we need broader support to make that happen. We can't drive that as one individual centre, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I know, Moggy, we're absolutely frothing for Tassie to get back in. I've been trying to trade a shirt to get a Tassie jersey for years, mate. And the problem is I'm extra, extra small. And no one ever, even if there was anyone, I wouldn't be able to find anybody. But other
you
than.
You wouldn't get one at us, mate. You wouldn't get one at us.
Other than wanting to trade a jersey, mate, how much do we miss Tassie? Fair income.
Oh, they're a massive part. Like, it's the Australian National Championships. And, you know, every year, Cricket Australia sends a email out to us for a survey to ask where we'd like to play. And, you know, like, Darwin's always been a place I wanted to play in.
Oh, Darwin's a cracker. Yeah, brilliant.
You know, yes, just I would have been there as this interview shows. And, you know, Tasmania is definitely on the list too. You know, they're a part of Australia. And I'd really love that experience to go down there and play and be a part of that cricket. So best of luck to you, Mark. I hope you really push through with it. And I think many cricketers out there would love to come down and have a game of cricket down there in Tasmania.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. There's certainly a community here that really wants to drive it. It's a bit of a little bit of a road at the moment to get there, but these conversations and for more people in our local centres to hear, you know, that passion that, you know, I guess what we call the mainlanders, to hear that passion, for Tassie to be back involved, that all helps. Certainly inspires me to help keep driving it because I think it's a great game and, you know, we'd love to see it be a bigger part of the national scene.
Well, fellas, thanks very much for coming along to episode one of season two of the Yellow Ball podcast. Next time we talk, and you don't know it and you haven't committed to it yet, but you're coming back on the podcast, so apologies for that. I'm dragging you back in kicking or screaming. You will be returning. I know we haven't talked about it yet. What I'd like to do is touch base with you at the end of the year, one of our very last episodes, to see how everything has been traveling. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've really taken some good insight from these two, Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg. And, fellas, I'll see you at the end of this year. All the very best, and we look forward to supporting your indoor cricket centres.
Cheers. Cheers, Lowy. Thanks, Mark. Nice to meet you, mate. Best of luck, Lowy. This is a great thing.
Thanks, Gary. All the best to you. All the best to you, Moggy.
No worries. Cheers, thanks, mate. Very much, gents, and talk to you soon.
Sportscast Australia are an agile sports broadcaster delivering TV quality live streams for national, state and grassroots sports, including the NICL and Indoor Cricket National Championship events across Australia.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, from Mark Diven and Stephen Mogg. A very big thank you to them for their precious time for coming onto the podcast. And I hope, I certainly took a lot out of it, and I hope you did as well, that it provides you with some clarity and direction about what we can do to support indoor cricket and these indoor cricket centres. So, again, thanks very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you know how important indoor cricket is in our community. It is just everything. So any opportunity that you get, to get a friend, that's what I'd really encourage and advocate. Talk about indoor cricket. If you've got a side, hey, Joe Bloggs, get over here. Hey, Sally Susie, get over here. Get involved in indoor cricket, now's the time to get as many people as you can. Something that they didn't talk about, which is also something I think is pretty cool as well, instead of leaving the indoor cricket centre and go and get Macca's, KFC, Domino's, whatever it is, get a burger from upstairs or go get the kebab or go get the pizza or whatever it is. Go buy 46 wing dings and 28, chicken tenders and, you know, whatever it is that they're selling there. Get a feed from there. You know, hang around for a couple of minutes. Get a Gatorade, whatever it is. They talked about the importance of buying a box, buying some gloves, buying a bat. Everything counts, even if you just make a personal commitment to yourself. You know what? I'm not going to bring in my water bottle each week. I'm just going to go there and buy a $2.50 water bottle from behind the counter. That actually helps. So I hope you've enjoyed episode one of the Yellow Ball podcast. Totally understand that COVID-19 is everywhere, and it's probably not something that we wanted to discuss too much, but it is really, really affecting, obviously, the indoor cricketing community. Good news is the episode proper of the Yellow Ball podcast will be continuing. We'll be coming to you every single week. Even though there's no active games of indoor cricket being played at the moment, we have got a star-studded lineup coming at you. So the indoor cricket content's going to flow. It's going to continue. Of course, we've got the Yellow Ball podcast Facebook page, which you can get involved in. So from all of us here at the Yellow Ball podcast headquarters, thank you so much for your support in season one, because we wouldn't be back for season two if it wasn't for that. And we look forward to your company for the rest of the weeks ahead on the Yellow Ball Podcast.
You've been listening to the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia. Get in touch with us anytime, yellowballpodcast@gmail.com.